There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Headed for Harvey, folks, for the What's in Your Town tour on What's on Your Mind on this Friday. Glad to have you. Last Friday of February. And clear, crisp, but definitely cold February morning across most of North Dakota. But as I like to say, it's winter. What do you expect, right? This comes with the turf. We are in Harvey, North Dakota. There is a little bit of breaking news out of Harvey last night. There was a fire of... actually, is an old Red Owl location downtown Harvey, rather significant building in the landscape of downtown Harvey, and it housed 9 apartments, and 9 people are without homes today, and some neighboring folks as well had some smoke damage, so there may be others that will be displaced for a time. The Gross Apartments is the name of the facility, but we're going to update you on that as we go. As I drove in this morning, they still were. There still was firefighters on the scene, had been all night long, and they still are dousing with water. It's smoldering right now, not burning anymore, but quite a spectacular scene. Always just gut-wrenching to see a fire and the aftermath in the winter, and you think of the firefighters, and you think of, what could have been. Thankfully, no loss of life at all. Understand that one nurse who had a couple of pets got the word too late and left the nursing home, came to the scene and was not even allowed in because the fire was too far gone. So tragic situation there, lost a couple of pets, but no loss of life of any of the individuals that lived in the apartment, so that's a good sign. We have Senator Rich Wardner going to join us a little later on in the program. We're going to talk to a couple of folks from Harvey today, and we got a special welcome on behalf of the mayor and the Jobs Development Authority in just a moment. We're broadcasting from Amberlin Foods, and if you've ever been to a Pride of Dakota show, you probably know Dakota Seasonings, their famous wild choke cherry jelly, or their creamy brown and wild rice soup mix, or a couple of their specialties. They have actually a lot of seasonings and spreads and dips and soups and chilies and beans and a lot of jams and jellies and toppings, and we're actually right in the middle of where it all happens for Dakota Seasonings and Amberlin Foods, so we'll be telling you about them as we go throughout the program today. Our What's in Your Town tour is an opportunity for us just to get out and see all of the great state of North Dakota. We do it at least once a month. Our friends at Cloverdale, Harvey Communications, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Teddy's Residential Suites, and Little Missourian and Suites up in Newtown and Watford City bring us all across the state. We appreciate them. We also want to thank the folks here in Harvey that helped bring us here today. That includes Amberlin Foods, as I mentioned, First International Bank, Tom's Home Furnishings, Bob Flock Insurance, this Mid-Dakota Lumber, Cobblestone Inn, JW's Pizzeria and Restaurant. Going to go there a little later on today, and First State Bank of Harvey as well. So thanks to all of those good folks for making our special broadcast here today possible as well. Todd is going to tell me about a dress that was the talk of the Internet yesterday. And it was it's so dumb, I can't even hardly believe it, but it was just this insane craze yesterday on the Internet that had people debating the color of a dress that was for sale online. It was unbelievable. But,
some thought it was blue, some thought it was white and gold, and most of it was white and gold, but every once in a while you'd see the same dress but with the blue picture, and wow, can't you see? It's amazing how fired up you can get people over something so simple, and I shudder to think how much time was wasted on.
That's where I'm coming from on this. I mean, I'll warn you. I'm going to be a little bit of a fuddy-duddy on this topic. I mean, because one part of it is kind of fun, whatever. You know, you wager a guess, and the other is just like, I mean, if you see the millions and millions of people that weighed in on this yesterday and were debating this and everything else, you think, oh my gosh, what could have been done with that time? You know,
I must have been looking at social media when it kind of started, because I saw a bunch of it, and then after a while it's like, yeah, well, all right, I've seen it. But then that's all I ever saw the rest of yesterday, other than the which we reposted on the KFI Radio Facebook, the llamas that got loose in Phoenix or wherever in Arizona.
That was kind of funny, actually. Yeah, that was.
Somebody's gone and taken that dress and photoshopped it onto a llama and put that. So we've combined. If you missed yesterday's viral stuff, You can look at Scott Hennin's page or my page. The two have been combined into one now, and you can, instead of taking hours and hours from yesterday, you can take about 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Today,
we'll save you the time. We'll keep you productive today. Anyway, that and more coming up here on the program. Nikki Weissman is here. She's the executive director of the Harvey Job Development Authority, and also representing the mayor's office for us today on the program. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're probably too busy yesterday to mess with the color of a dress, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't really, or the llamas. I mean,
did you hear about it? Did you know about it until right now?
No.
Oh, God bless you. That's why I love Harvey, see? You know,
I was busy.
You're dealing with really important things here in Harvey.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Now, first of all, update me on the fire. What do we know? What happened?
Okay, well, where the fire marshal is still deciding. He is probably here about right now. So it's yet to be determined. We don't know how it started. So,
but it's a total loss. It's a
total,
mess.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's. We're just glad that the other businesses next to them, they've suffered some damage, but not, not. They're still standing. Let's put it that way.
Right. But so, this displaces 9 families, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's significant, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, the city office is scrambling to try and find those people places to live, because they are staying at the Cobblestone right now, which is really, thank you very much, Cobblestone, to put those people up in. And so, we're looking for housing for these people now, apartments or houses to rent or whatever. So,
right. Was there damage to some homes by smoke, did I understand it correctly, nearby?
I talked to one family, and they have they stayed at their family ways off because it was very heavy smoke. So I don't know what kind of damage that I don't
to be
know
determined
yet.
And they're still on the scene right now, right?
That's
down.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough deal. So certainly thoughts and prayers with all those families displaced, and certainly the neighborhood and the entire community. Tough deal.
Very tough. That, however, though, the firemen and the people that have been there, the emergency, the police department, and the fire people, tremendous job. Just, you don't realize what you have in your community until you see these people go to work for you. And it's just like, wow, they really, and of course it wasn't exactly a warm night out there either. And they come into the fire station because we were helping with the food. And, oh my goodness, people just brought food like crazy for them. So we were taking care of that. But, they come in and their boots have, 4 inches of snow, ice hanging on the bottom of their boots. I'm going like, wow, it's got to be cold out there. They're working in such hazardous conditions, but they're still sticking in there.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing. That's great. That's great. What do you want our audience to know about Harvey, North Dakota?
It is a really great community. We have wonderful amenities here. It is a smaller community, but yet we want to grow and we want to advance into more businesses. We're looking right now to add businesses into the industrial park. We have several acres out there that we want businesses to locate. And so, of course, when businesses locate out there, then our population will grow and we will have more tax dollars. So more tax dollars means that we can do other things. We can maintain our roads and we can advance. So that's one of the projects that I do. I look for businesses. We have some businesses that are open downtown Main Street that would be a wonderful retail setting for these people. And we're all willing to work with them and see what we can do for them.
Highway 52 helps the progress in Harvey a lot too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But trust me, there's so much traffic out there. It's really a danger area. And
there's traffic everywhere in this great state, isn't there? It's unbelievable. But you're right. 52 is it's a busy highway these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're talking to our legislators, and they say it's not as busy as 85. Oh, I'll totally agree on that. However,
you're a 2-lane. That's a 4-lane, right?
So, 85 is going to be a 4-lane shortly. But so we're really looking to see if our Congress people can help us out with at least some lanes to the side so that traffic can get around these trucks. I mean, four lane would be perfect, but that is going to take us a few years to get accomplished.
One other thing I wanted you to tell us about, there's an effort to bring some natural gas supply to town to help, I assume, manufacturing and business.
Correct, right? Correct. Yeah. And so we're working with MDU, and we have a bill that has been kind of watered down, so to speak, in the legislative world, Senate Bill 2276, to help us with some incentives to bring it in, but they've at this time the Senate put it into a study, and it'll go over on the House side here when the crossover and all that happens. It's still kind of alive. But we'll work on that and see what we can do, because there's a lot of communities in the state that do not have natural gas, and you don't realize that until you talk to communities.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Glad to be here. A lot of great things happening in Harvey. We'll talk with others as we go throughout the program today. Stay tuned. Nikki Weissman, Executive Director of the Jobs Development Authority, and thanks for the update on that tragic fire downtown, too. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll take your calls next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? We are in Harvey, North Dakota today for a What's in Your Town tour. Love for you to give us a ring, 800-228-0550. By the way, thanks to our fine sponsors, including right here in Harvey, Tom's Home Furnishings. Family-owned business. And you know what? It's family-owned businesses just like Tom's that help qualify Harvey as one of the best communities in North Dakota. since 1980, when Tom and Myrna opened a small mom-and-pop retail business with an emphasis on service, now grown the company into an industry-leading retailer currently owned by a second generation, Rod and Angela, never losing focus on their commitment to service, striving to be the best in quality name brands and the very best in service. Get a personal touch. Tom's Home Furnishings. Part of the best of North Dakota. Appreciate that very much. Okay, so let's unpack the dress controversy here a little bit. The controversial part of it really is kind of dumb. People were debating what color the dress was. Okay? And so you clicked on it, and then you weighed in on whether the dress was there, and you shared it. And, you know, somebody started talking about the dress thing. I'm like, explain this to me. What are you talking about? Well, this dress. It literally, like in a span of 6 hours, had 16 million people clicking on it. 16 million folks in 6 hours went on the dress and started debating what color the dress was. So,
and you managed to miss it.
Thankfully. I'm proud of myself.
I know. I wish I'd have missed it, too. It's like, where do I get that time of my life back?
So, I guess you're going to be in one of two camps here. You're going to be with the zillions that weighed in on the dress's color, or you're going to be with me, a little baffled by the amount of people talking about it. So, here's my question. Harmless fun or distracting stupidity? And there's nothing wrong with, you know, a little diversion every now and then, right, from the stresses of life. I get that. On the other hand, I sit here and say, you know, and this, bear with me for a minute, whether it's the dress or the llamas or whatever, there is a dress or a llama-like event every single day that you can get your, you know.
Yeah, but these two seem to be, like, hitting a fever pitch peak, especially the dress as far as amount of, you know, space on social media, the amount of responses and stuff.
I want to know.
Incredible.
I want to know, folks. I just got to know for my own sanity here on what's on your mind. Was this on your mind yesterday? Were you weighing in? Were you with the masses, weighing in on the color of the dress, checking it out, hearing about it? Did you know about it? Or
do you have better things to do with your life?
Either clueless to it, oblivious to it, not even checking it out, or just sort of baffled by, well, what's the big deal? I don't get it. Jason says bread and circus. What does that mean? Bread and circus. What's he saying?
I don't know.
I don't either. Larry says life can't all be about politics. I share it on my Facebook page to show that people can have differing opinions and it doesn't make them bad. See, Larry, he's just so reasonable, this Larry guy. I don't know who this Larry guy is, but that's a very reasonable thing to approach it with, right? Just he's going to be a nonchalant about it. Laurel says, I have much more important things to do than this. Who cares?
Amen.
And the dress, well, it looks like it'd be on the rack at Ben Franklin or maybe Woolworth. Wow. Laurel didn't like the dress much. But who cares is kind of the camp I'm in. Larry is saying, you know, I'm not saying life has to all be about politics. I'm just saying this is just a total diversion. This is just a total, that isn't even life. That's just sort of, but I would agree with Larry's point that, you know, it's amazing. All these zillions of people looked at the same thing. And
I'm not sure who this text is from, but here's one of the big problems with the decline of America. More people care about the color of a dress than people they vote into office.
That texture is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to my concern. And that, you know, look, a lot of productivity happens as a result of the Internet, but there's an example.
So there's a lot of non-productivity, too.
Yeah, there was an example of just a waste. I don't know. I mean, to me, that's the more that happens, the more minds that are turning to mush in my mind.
That's the irony of my job, because part of my job is to churn the non-productivity toward our own social media and our own websites and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean,
my new title, Director of Non-Productivity.
all we're doing when we're on social media. I'm not trying to be defensive here, but we're just giving you another way to weigh in on a particular topic.
Right.
Right? And you know,
we try to make it useful, and what's in your mind, we try to make it a little bit more useful.
I would argue that the vast majority of what we're talking about does affect people's lives and, you know, and everything else. But, you know, this is really an interesting one, just because these happen a lot. You're right. This is a big one. And I think they're a prime example of
I did watch the llamas like five times, though, I have to admit.
Haven't watched the llamas. Haven't.
Oh, you got to watch the llamas.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
sharing it on your page, by the way. Just
okay,
so you know.
Share the llamas. Please share the llamas. Just then I'll be forced to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right. I did go to a hockey game last night, so don't think I was like, you know, immersed in 24/7 super serious stuff. I did go to the state high school hockey tournament for the first time since 1971, not in Grand Forks. I think 71 was the last time it wasn't in Grand Forks. In 1972 on, it's been in Grand Forks at Ralph Engelstad Arena, so kind of bizarre. But it was a nice atmosphere. It was at Shields Arena in Fargo. A game I saw had Bismarck Century, the top team in the West, top seed in the West, falling, big upset, to the Shanley Fargo South Bruin team. So my condolences to Century fans today. That was a bit of a shocker. It wasn't supposed to happen that way, but it did yesterday. So, you know, I did have a little bit of fun. Tell me, did you succumb to the dress debate, weighing in on the color, or are you baffled by the amount of people of talking about it, including us? Harmless fun or distracting stupidity? Here's the bigger question. Is this a good thing? Or is this turning minds to mush, this kind of stuff? I want to know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Claudine says, FYI, the debate is over. The Daily Mail reports the dress is actually blue and black. Because that was the debate. Is it blue and black or is it tan and gold? I don't know how they could do that. Renee says, I never clicked on it because I refused to engage in, as you said, distracting stupidity, which was more than likely orchestrated by the government so that people wouldn't notice that the internet took a major hit yesterday. But as usual, nothing to see here. Move along, sheeple, and go click on the dress photo. Now, she's referring to the debate over net neutrality and the vote by the FCC yesterday, right? My question is this. You know, as much as the government screws things up, do you think they can actually think up, if we put this dress up and people debate the color of it, maybe they won't pay attention to the fact we're trying to take control of the internet? I don't think they're that smart, Todd. I don't think there's a soul in government that is that smart that could come up with that grand scheme. But I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Are you kidding me? That's what we're saying today. What's on your mind? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Back from Harvey after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In Harvey, North Dakota today with our What's in Your Town tour. We're going to talk with the folks from Dakota Seasonings. I'm actually in the middle of the location where they ship these products all over the USA. And it smells fabulous here at Dakota Seasonings, Hammerland Foods location in Harvey. One of our fine sponsors here, along with the others that have brought us to town, including Mid-Dakota Lumber and Supply. Hey, spring's around the corner, they told me today at Mid-Dakota Lumber and Supply. I said, no kidding? I said, yep. I said, they're even talking about, setting the dates on when the fish houses have to come off the ice. So it's a good sign. All right. I said, I'm with you then. And as far as the folks at Mid-Dakota Lumber and Supply, they said it's time to get ready for all those projects for the home, the farm, and for your business. For the best in Harvey, look no further than Mid-Dakota Lumber and Supply, your local full-service lumber yard. Paint, hardware, doors, windows, sidings, decks, they've got it all right here. Bob Flack Insurance Agency, too. When's the last time you had someone who really cares make sure that you and your family are properly protected? That's what they do at State Farm. It's what Bob does for his clients. It's 1981. Bob Flack and his team have been helping the great people of Harvey manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Starting a business, buying a car, just had a baby. Make sure your family's protected just in case. See Bob right here in Harvey. Call him at 701-324-4318. All right, let's go to Roseau, Minnesota. Beverly is waiting to weigh in on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Hey, Beverly, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. You know, this is ridiculous, the time that people spend on senseless things like the color of a dress. Who cares unless you're going to buy that dress? And, like, there's more important things in the news right now, like, you know, this bit with ISIS and, like, this bit with the dog food, for example. What part of logic in the Beneful dog food, and it's not just in dog food, it's in all pet foods and it's all in a lot of people foods, who puts propylene glycol antifreeze as a preservative in pet foods? I did some research yesterday and was amazed at how many different names of dog food and cat food have propylene glycol in it. And then they say that there's the contaminants in, like, peanut butter in that. I mean, those things are more important than the color of a freaking dress. I mean, I'm talking about what I'm feeding my children and my pets and what's going in my body and the things that's happening that could come across our borders or on air flights or whatever, more so than what the color of a dress is. People, get real. Life's more important than that.
Did you see it yesterday and just say, this is stupid, I'm not engaging, or did you even know what was going on?
No, I'm not a big social media freak. I saw it on the Fox News this morning. I'm like, really, people? You had to cover that?
Well, of course, they're covering it like we're covering it because it's what everybody was talking about yesterday. And it, to me, it is a story because, and I'm glad you raised it, because what you're talking about is, what's the consequence of all that time directed at something so meaningless? That's my issue.
Exactly. It shows how we center on, the majority of the public centers on things that are not of consequence. I don't know if it's a mindless break from everything else in the day or what, but they're centering on less important things rather than things that actually impact their lives.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. You bet, Beverly. Bacon. That's the answer. Somebody just texted me.
You know, that dog food, I fed my dog that dog food for years, and, you know, she's a yellow lab that's almost 17, but obviously I stopped feeding that food now.
Are you advocating that we had to upgrade the diet of the dogs and they had to get bacon?
Yes.
Yeah. Everything is better with bacon.
We should also be upgrading the diet of the hosts with more bacon, by the way, too.
I'm overdue for stocking up on some Cloverdale bacon.
Might
be a good weekend menu item. You know, speaking of unimportant topics, right? What's on the menu for the weekend? Some bacon.
Bacon.
Yes. What's in your town tours in Harvey, North Dakota today? Speaking of bacon, our friends at Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows, Grafton, as well as Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missourian Suites up there in Newtown and Watford City bring us all across the state. We're in Harvey. Big fire last night. Unfortunately, a tragic situation in Harvey. Former Red Owl location, now Groves Apartments. 9 families displaced from the fire, and some others affected as well nearby. Not with the fire damage, but with smoke damage. May have them out of their homes, at least temporarily, but keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers for sure. We're going to talk with the folks from Dakota Seasonings here in Harvey a little later on in the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I don't think this is no coincidence that our Facebook page is blowing up with comments about the dress controversy, but folks on the phone, other than Beverly yawning a little bit, I totally understand. Did you see President Obama's answer to Kirsten Keeley? You know, we were talking yesterday, what should she ask? One of the questions she asked was about the Keystone Pipeline, because a lot of you said, well, Keystone Pipeline, and we have his answer. I want you to critique his answer, see how you did. Another story, too, that is a bit of a head-scratcher, although I empathize with them in one way. A group of nuns in Crookston, Minnesota, are objecting to Alfonso Rodriguez's death penalty conviction. Now, Alfonso Rodriguez has long ago been convicted. He's lost on appeal. He's on death row. And a group of nuns from Crookston, Minnesota, have come out to appeal for, I guess, 11th hour reprieve for Alfonso Rodriguez. Now, to the credit of the nuns, consistent, compassionate, pro-life position, right? Do you begrudge them their opinion there, or should they back off their advocacy for such a horrific case from the region? Now, Crookston, Minnesota is where Alfonso Rodriguez lived, so that's the connection there. And, of course, Drew Shadin's body was found between Grand Forks and Crookston. I often have said that the reason Alfonso Rodriguez is on death row is because Alfonso Rodriguez refused to be compassionate enough to recognize the pain of this family and how long they were looking for Drew Shadin. And they had enough evidence on him. I mean, there was DNA, there was knives, there was blood, there was, you know, it was a slam dunk. But he wouldn't. So they said, hey, tell us where the body is. We'll remove the death penalty. He doesn't do it. So he chose his fate on death row. He had an opportunity not to be on death row. And by the way, I'm not for the death penalty. Now, when the death penalty is handed out, okay, in this case, there is a federal death penalty. He transported a body across state lines. He is properly charged with death penalty. A jury of his peers convicted him of that after he was given an opportunity to be compassionate and not do it. And, you know, there is such a thing as protecting society. And Alfonso Rodriguez was in jail, got out of jail, and then murdered Drew Shadeen. But my opinion doesn't matter. It's the nuns and what they're saying, and I want to know what you think of their opinion. A lot of folks weighing in on that today as well. 701-258-0550. Don says, pretty sure the nuns are just being consistent with their beliefs. Do I agree with them? No, but I do understand that's their interpretation of being compassionate and protecting God's creations. My problem with Rodriguez is that he's still alive. How many millions of taxpayer dollars need to be spent on this poor excuse of human DNA? How many thousands of man hours were sent searching for Drew's body while he was in a jail, warm and fed? At taxpayer expense, a DNA expert was flown in from California. Enough! Time to go meet your maker, Rodriguez. Long past, actually. Sherry says, let go and let God. Elle says, when Christ was hanging from the cross, he asked his Heavenly Father to forgive the people who put him there. The nuns are following the example Christ set for the world. They are. And to me, this is being pro-life, being consistent with it, and I have no problem whatsoever with them advocating for their position. None.
Here's the quote of the day for you, emailed in the Cave Fire. More Bible, less Internet.
You're going to have to run that by me one more time.
More Bible. More Bible, less Internet.
Well, in other words, that's what was going on with the dress deal?
And just everything in general. I mean, you could say that every day. The world's gone crazy, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Not totally following that, but I mean, more examples of it?
Spend less time worrying about the color of the dress.
Spend more time with the good book? Well, that's good advice.
Right.
But I mean, I think...
Simple down into four words that you could use the next time something goes viral and waste everybody's time.
There you go. Let's go to Minot. Ed's on the phone. What's on your mind, Ed?
Say, yesterday you were talking to the vets there in Grand Forks. They're fixing up cars for everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think about trying to find them guys a tow truck to help them out a little bit?
Neat addition. Tow truck to get the vehicles that are broken down for the vets to the shop.
Right. And the ones that break along the way.
I think they'd take anything, Ed, tell you the truth.
Yeah. That's great.
They're doing
ask out to the towing companies in the area or the or North Dakota, whatever, and maybe we can come up with something for them.
Something out there. Good call, Ed. You put the challenge out there. We'll see what happens with it. Thanks for the call. John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, in regards to people's lives, is that when somebody is taking what belongs to another person, that this is an extremely evil act because that person owns that particular property and they're taking everything that person has away from him. And that's what's wrong with taking, I don't think the taking a life, because I don't think most people, that hasn't been taught to most people that they are stealing something that belongs to somebody else. They see a lot of murder acts and this and that and revenge and stuff like that when they watch television. I generally say a prayer when I see something like that on television, because I have to keep in my mind that that is an act against another person. In fact, it is an act against yourself because you've got the same rights that everybody else got.
Without question, but should the penalty be death?
That in the past, yes, they said that death is possible, and then they got they came across with the idea that today they got the prisons and everything to lock these people up and keep them away for a lifetime.
Protect society, sure. John, appreciate the call. More from Harvey coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
February is the month of love, and everyone at the Brick House Grill in Dickinson wants to show a little love to Dickinson's first responders. Firefighters, law enforcement, and EMTs work 24-7, 365 days a year to serve and protect the Dickinson community. They spring into action around the clock through the coldest days of winter and the hottest days of summer. And the employees and owners of the Brick House Grill offer their sincere thanks. Visit the Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson or on the web at BrickHouseGrillOnline.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Before the top of the hour, back in Harvey, North Dakota today with the What's in Your Town Tour brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, as well as Harvey Communications, and the good folks at Teddy's Residential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Watford City and Newtown. The folks here in Harvey, North Dakota have been wonderful hosts. We're going to talk with our friends from Dakota Seasonings here in a little bit. They're shipping products out of Harvey all over the place. Also want to thank our sponsors, and include the good folks from First International Bank and Trust. Got that signature beautiful location for First International Bank and Trust right downtown in beautiful Harvey, North Dakota. So it's something to see. I'll be in Watford City, actually, coming up next week. Another well, the home, kind of the home base of the First International Bank and Trust. So looking forward to that as well. As we hit the road, should be a lot of fun. Also brought to you in part today by our friends at Gooseneck Implement. Expanding technologies at Gooseneck. As farming continues to advance, so does Gooseneck Implement. Newly added Integrated Solutions Department there to fully support Gooseneck Implement's customers with changing technologies developed for increasing efficiencies across the farm. They have 8 consultants capable of keeping you and your machinery up to speed, while their 3 data management coordinators remain ready to tap into the real potential of the info recorded in the field. Proud sponsors of Watching Your Town, Gooseneck Implement. Call them at 701-324-4631. Gooseneck Implement and John Deere bringing you tomorrow's technology today. All right. A couple calls came in during the break. Let's go to those, and then Daniel and Lake Park and Mike and Kildare we're going to get to here as well. Go ahead and roll the calls that came in during the break, Chris.
Are you kidding me? Net Neutrality Act? We get to find out after it's passed what the 322 pages say. Well, I'm kind of losing confidence in our government when something that shouldn't affect me affects me after the fact, and I don't even know what the heck it is. Have a good day, guys.
And another. Go ahead and roll the other comment. Helping me with a question I had earlier on one of the posts that I didn't understand.
Your lack of understanding of the term bread and circuses shows a sorry state of education in the United States of America.
Okay.
Well.
I still need some help there.
I'm me too.
All right. Are we both uneducated? Bread and circus. All right.
Yeah, so, I'm missing it too.
Yeah, all right. Let's get to the phones here. Mike Kildare, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Well, I've been listening to you guys talk about this death penalty deal. And I'm pro-life as far as children. But as far as adults are concerned, you made your decision, and you've done things that you've done in life. If it's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt you're guilty, like in the case of this man, I'm all for the death penalty. But where I think we go wrong is we waste too much time on it. We need to get to these people sooner.
Yeah, the appeals and the delays and the stays and all of that. I hear you, Mike. I always say I'm consistently pro-life because I'm but I also don't believe in the case of Alfonso Rodriguez that you can just willy-nilly decide not to enforce laws, right? So if it's the law of the land as it was in his case and his peers convicted him, I don't know how you against it. I don't think it's our decision to take. I certainly understand there's a difference between innocent life and someone convicted of a heinous, horrible crime. I just don't. I think you have to be consistent. If you say it shouldn't be a human thing to take a life, then you can't be for the death penalty. But it's
sure you can. You can be all for it, like you just said, innocent life. But once you become an adult, you've made your choice. You had freedom of choice to do what you did.
There ought to be a penalty. I'm not suggesting that they get some cushy life. They ought to be in jail the rest of their life. I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and say that I'm both ends of the spectrum. But I hear you. You're not alone. A lot of folks in your camp. Daniel, Lake Park, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
First off, Scott, thank you. I love your show, and I call once in a while. Greatest show, part of Moorhead has to offer.
Well, I appreciate that.
What I'm going to say, Mike, annoy some people. Yeah, I realize that I am related or was related to some of the nuns in Crookston. But what I'm going to say is that Jesus Christ himself, I believe, was an advocate for the death penalty when it came to children, because in one of his sermons, he had a child on his lap and he told the crowd, better for a millstone to be tied around your neck, cast into the sea and forgotten about than for you to bring any harm to any of these children. Now, when I hear that and I read that, I'm thinking, okay, that's the only place where Christ says it's okay for the death penalty if you bring harm to one of his children.
Interesting take. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard other people use the Old Testament, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, although that's, you know, that has rebuffed in the in the New Testament, turn the cheek, you know. So.
And I am pro-life, except when you harm an innocent child, and he did it so extremely viciously. You know, I grew up in Crookston. I played with his nephew. I ran across Rodriguez's driveway a few times. He was a recluse. He never came out. I never, you know, he's seen him once in a while. But, you know, so I didn't know the man. I didn't know him.
Appreciate the call, Daniel. There, one of the nuns was actually in the courtroom and sitting on the Rodriguez side. That ticked me off, giving glares to the family. I didn't care for that at all, but I understand their overall position. Dave in Manitoba has an answer for our question. More coming up from Harvey, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.